Good morning. We'll get started in just a couple of minutes. Today will probably be a relatively quick call. We have a number of people who are on vacation or traveling, but I do have a couple of announcements and want to run through the status this week. I see people are still joining, so we'll give everybody another minute or two before we get started.
Actually, this is Margaret, since I haven't joined us. I have a question. Is our goal to figure out how to absorb the Etsy standards into this?
It's something that we're working on in terms of SOL 004 and a little bit 001. But this is not just about Etsy. This is about doing VNF testing. Packaging and testing for Tosca-based VNFs. And then we're also using this as the compliance tool for the LFN compliance validation program. So we do bring in the heat tests from VVP as well and the integration with Dovetail.
Yeah, but I'm not following even Dovetail. But are they in their Dovetail testing? Do they do more than this validation of trying to see if we follow Etsy? Is that part of it, or it's whatever anyone brings in?
Well, Dovetail's whatever anyone brings in. Dovetail's just an engine. It takes containers in, runs the tests, and then reports back up to LF.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, it's four after. I think we have a critical mass, so why don't we get going? We do have a relatively quick call this week because there are a number of people who are traveling or on vacation. But I see we're at 10, so I think we have enough to get started. To dive in, first before we get started, can someone take notes for me, please, while I'm running the meeting?
I can take notes, but you do it on the wiki or something?
Do you see my screen here?
Or just take notes and send it to you.
That would work too. I can put it in afterwards.
All right. Let me go.
Thank you. First thing is Jess fixed the CLM system. So now we have Jenkins working with Nexus IQ again. I did see all of our repos got scanned. The results are looking decent. It picked up the changes that we made in the last couple of weeks, and there are just a handful of security issues that we still need to address. So Kylene, if you could take a look at the function test, I'd appreciate it. We still have a couple in ref repo as well. So we'll have to work on that as well. Mostly the same issues that we've been facing with Jackson Databind and a couple of the other components, but we're making some progress there. Second, VNF requirements alignment. I spoke with Stephen Wright last week, and we had a good conversation about how we're going to do the handoff and how we're going to get ready for the compliance program. Stephen pointed me to the list of requirements that they have right now for both VVP and VNF SDK. The requirements are a little bit different, and our agreement is that VVP is going to work on the heat tests. VNF SDK is going to look at that and work on the Tosca tests, and then we will sync up later in the release and identify the tests that we have that are common between heat and Tosca. Identify that as the set that we're going to bring forward for the compliance program. We're going to take the VNF requirements that exist today and then translate them and develop tests in both VVP and VNF SDK and then sync up later between M3 and M4 to identify the set that we want to bring to the LFN program, we can present that to the TSC and get their blessing for the overall program, take that to the LFN Compliance Verification Committee. Any questions?
Chris, it's Brian Whittle. What is LFN program?
LFN is running a compliance verification committee that reports up to the LFN board. We're going to be testing VNFs. I presented this on yesterday's TSC call. This is an expansion of the program that already exists for the OPNFV verified program. But ONAP is going to be developing the VNF tests. We're going to use VNF SDK as the test engine connected into Dovetail for that program. We'll be bringing in the heat and Tosca-based tests for either one of those VNFs. So we'll trace to the VNF requirements coming out of the VNF requirements program. For the initial release, we're going to be doing the packaging tests to verify compliance with it.
Great, thank you.
Sure. And if you're looking for more material on that, I posted slides on the wiki on the TSC meeting agenda, so you can get into much more detail on the program. Okay, any other questions before we move on? Okay. Then let's do the status and JIRA review. I know not everybody's on today. While I'm bringing that up, I'm going to be on vacation next week. We will still have the meeting. In my absence, I'll have someone fill in. But I wanted to let everybody know, we're making some progress. Victor is going to report back. He's taking a look at the VNF requirements from the VNF Rex team and comparing that with the test that we already have. And he's going to come back next week with suggestions about which tests we're going to be working on. So why don't we go through, let's see, a lot of people are out. Kailun, why don't we start with you? How are things going?
Okay, let me cover something for Lianhao. Lianhao has completed the replacement of the Tosca parser by using another parser from OPNFV project. And one question I would like to raise here is that should we remove the old area parser or we should keep it for backwards compatibility?
I will open this up to the team. Speaking personally, I think we should remove it. Because the OPNFV parser is the same one that's used elsewhere in ONAMP. And so I don't think we're going to run into compatibility issues if we move in that direction.
Okay, I'll pass the comment to Lianhao and let him to decide how we remove this later or somehow.
Sure.
Another thing I would like to follow up is the JIRA ticket for the refactoring of the new VNF SDK architecture. Do we have the JIRA tickets already created for them? I mean, the impacts for the current sub-projects.
It's mostly affecting the ref repo and validation sub-project, and then tying in with Dovetail. So there are a number of JIRA tickets on that right now. Let me find that epics. Where did it go? Search on. Oops. We do have the JIRA tickets, and for some reason I'm not finding it at the moment. I think my filter is getting a little aggressive. Okay. Sorry about that. I'll send it to you offline.
Okay, no problem. Just want to check, is there any modification that is impacted by the refactoring to funk test so that I can start working on that?
Absolutely. Connor Garage is taking that on. He is out today. We can cover that. I will put that in for next week and make sure that we cover it at that point.
Okay. The third thing that I want to, I will do something for the CLM as you mentioned just previously.
Great.
I will open a JIRA ticket to have a clean on the security issues.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. That's all for me.
Thank you. Alok, I see you're on. And I saw you sent out the version 7.1 PowerPoint this week.
Yeah, 7.0. And what happened was we had made all the corrections, but there was a small mismatch between the what we were calling a new field, a naming in there was no change in this thing, except we had to align to the right JSON schema, right? The schema, there was an error, so we quickly corrected the error and reposted the file before it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only reason why we had to, and since the schema is aligned and is in the requirements document, so we had to update the requirement document just to reflect that.
Sure. I've only seen the requirements document, the requirements PowerPoint and not the document yet.
The document is on the last page.
Okay. I will look for that.
I've updated the requirements on the last page, and they have the right version and right everything.
Great. I'll look for that then, and I'll run that through Pandoc and post it before I go on my vacation.
I would appreciate that. And the other part is I'm already working with some other folks to update the in general monitoring requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'll try to give you a timeline next week on when we plan to update what VNFs and when the code agent code will be updated and posted on this thing. That's the work is in progress.
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to drop off. I have to go to a policy team meeting. Do you have any other question for me?
That's it for me. Anyone else on the team? Okay, thank you, Alok.
And also, I'm going to probably be sending a quick email to include. I found a developer from AT&T who would be posting all the agent code after Gokul has gone. So you may have want to include her. Okay.
Great. Bye. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so let's keep going. Moshe, how are things going with you?
Hi. I have a lot of changes that I did, but I didn't submit yet. Validations. I have a story on validation that is done. But I was spending a lot of time this week understanding the new architecture and the impact of how I guess I'm missing some information on how to proceed. The presentation stated that there is a functionality overlap between VNF test and func test and LC test. But I couldn't understand why, because LC test is only for a component called lifecycle management, right? Or so I think I'm missing some information.
Yeah, so we haven't done anything with lifecycle tests since we've come into ONAP, but that existed as part of OpenO. To do some onboarding and test further testing, so it's really about cleaning up because we have different test frameworks in each one, and that's I think what the issue was that Victor was highlighting, we have all these different test frameworks and test engines, and it would be nice if we could pull this all together into one, and then just be able to define tests instead of having all the different engines. Since Victor and Connor Garage are traveling this week, let me take the action item to reach out to them, and I'll have Connor Garage set up a meeting with you next week.
Okay. Actually, next week I'm also on vacation, but week after.
Okay, I will have them reach out to you and set up that meeting for the week after, and we can close on this.
Okay, but you know, still I want to ask on this point. If we have different frameworks, but actually there is only the VNF test framework and the func test, which is actually just a pipe to execute robot scripts.
Right.
In terms of what, So and so what other tests are we handling, or what other, or am I not seeing something?
And then we also have it in the ref repo. So
ref repo only calls
the validation and the tests and validation.
Okay, but validation is static, right? But
yeah.
Okay, so
yeah. So that's the issue when we redo this, is that when you upload the VNF, we want to be able to run the different sets of tests and have it run essentially in one engine rather than the way that we're doing it now, passing it between the different modules.
Okay. Okay, and the architecture from 2 weeks ago, that's the final architecture, right?
Yes.
It's like a VNF test is still a bit on the side, right? It's
basically where it was in the last release. So it's still the way to report back up to Dovetail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But now there is a VNF SDK is going to be able to work in three configurations, right? With Dovetail, with SDC or standalone.
Yep.
And so Dovetail will be able to execute tests on the other frameworks inside VNF SDK, right? It's a VNF test, but also LC test and func test and validation, right?
Yes.
So but everything will go through VNF test. It's everything, as I understood, is...
Yeah, that's the integration point with Dovetail. So everything will go through there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there will be further requirements to how that should work?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of Garage is putting that together. So I will have him call the meeting and make sure to sync with you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Who else am I missing? Does anyone else have a status for this week that we haven't covered? Okay, very good. So let me go back. Other new business?
I have another question.
Oh, yes, Moshe, yeah. Go ahead. Yes,
I just remembered that in the three configurations that we will be able to work with, user interfaces are, what GUIs are we going to have? If we work standalone mode, so ref repo is the architecture mentions test. There is a test. There is a ref repo backend, and there is test center. Test center is going to have a GUI, or everything is managed from ref repo.
Yeah, we already have a GUI in ref repo, so we're just going to keep going with that.
But it doesn't, it only shows VNFs now. It doesn't show any, tables of tests and results.
Right, yeah, that's so getting worked on. Victor's doing the requirements on that, and Anjali is going to do the GUI work, but she was tied up for about a month on another issues, so she'll be in a little bit later in the release to take care of all the GUI updates.
So, but no new GUI, because it was it says that there is going to be now VNF SDK portal, something like that.
It's based on the existing GUI.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. So for VNF test, we do need to set up APIs, right? to be able to communicate with RefRepo.
Yes.
But not a GUI. So we do need the API layer. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Any other new business or other questions?
Chris, one question.
Yes.
Do we have someone who is taking care of the life cycle test?
Not at this point. We've been deferring that out. Based on requirements for the compliance program, we don't need lifecycle yet. We're still focusing on the packaging tests, that still remains for future work.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, anything else? Great. Thank you, everyone. I'll end this a little bit early. I appreciate everybody's feedback and the progress that you've all been making. I've been seeing the Garrett submissions coming through. So we'll close for now. There will be a meeting next week, and we'll address some of these issues. I'll be on vacation, but other people will be back, and we'll focus next week on how some of the VNF tests to meet the VNF requirements. Also we'll schedule a separate meeting when everybody's back the week following to talk about the architecture and the architectural alignment. But in the meantime, I will get Khanna Garaj to send an update on that. Anything else before we break? Okay, so I'll stop sharing. Thank you all. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk with you all soon.